Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Brothers and sisters, you can't trust in your own strength and your own power. We weren't meant to do it on our own. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other, His Word.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled,
Your Mind is the Control Tower of Your Life.
Speak the Word.
Friends, when our words and our thoughts agree with God's Word, we will see victory instead of defeat. I want to say that again. When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat. It tells us in Amos chapter 3, verse 3 in the New King James, it says, Can two walk together unless they are agreed? This verse highlights the importance of agreement. When our words agree with God's words. And like I said, it's so important that you change the way you think so that you can change your words and begin to speak good things over your life and over your body, because it really will make a difference, you know, whether you're speaking death, negativity, you know, over yourself. But I know other people that, you know, they say they can't, you know, I can't see this, I can't see this, it's not getting any better, it's getting worse. What you're doing is you're calling those things. You are actually, you're speaking it. But according to Scripture, His thoughts are higher than man's thoughts, according to Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. And my key scripture for the message today is coming from Isaiah 55, 8 through 11 in the Easy Read version. And in verse 8, the Lord says, My thoughts are not like yours. Your ways are not like mine. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And in verse 10, it says, Rain and snow fall from the sky and don't return until they have watered the ground. Then the ground causes the plants to sprout and grow, and they produce seeds for the farmer and food for the people to eat. You know, if you live in this area, and maybe in some other areas, I know down in North Carolina, my sister says they've had tons of rain. But we have tons of rain. Yesterday we had just floods and floods of rain. And what it was doing, and I was so happy because we hadn't had it in a while, and so this rain was coming down, and this rain was watering my flowers and my plants and my trees, and you know, and with a day or two in the sun, then they just start popping up. And the food, you know, the farmers, they need this rain, you know, so they can have the food, you know, for us to eat. In verse 11, it says, In the same way words leave my mouth, this is God speaking, God is saying, as the same words that leave His mouth, and they don't come back without results. He says, My words make the things happen that I want to happen. He said, They succeed in doing what I send them to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Friends, my question to you today is, does your words or are your words accomplishing what you send them out to do, what you're sending them out to do? Are your words accomplishing what you're sending them out to do? Remember that God has created us to be speaking spirits. And like our Father, We are speaking spirits who can speak words of life to ourselves and to others. You know, you have to understand that we have victory, and that victory is right here. It's in your mouth. Voice-activated blessings. We have voice-activated blessings right here in our mouths. According to 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 13, in the God Word translation, the follow is written, I have believed, therefore I spoke. You know, and it's very important that I emphasize this. He says, I have believed. Belief, faith, is one of the key words here. You have to believe. He said, I have believed, therefore I spoke. This was Paul writing. He says, we have that same spirit of faith. We also believe, therefore we also speak. So he was saying that they believed. The following is, I have believed, therefore I spoke. He said, we have that same spirit of faith. We also believe, therefore we also speak. You know, and I want you to think about this because, you know, our world is changing around us every day. And things are changing everywhere. And it seems like everything is voice activated in our modern world today. Our phones can text and call people simply by speaking to our phones. No other effort is required on our parts. As a matter of fact, you know, I got the phone here and driving over today, I just hit this little thing on my steering wheel. And I had to text one of my assistants. And so I just pushed a button and then I just told her, you know, the Siri, what to do, you know, text so-and-so. And then she says, what do you want to say? I told her what I wanted to say. And then she said, do you want to send it or, cancel it? I said, send it. It's amazing. It's just really amazing, the world that we live in today with the things that we can do with our voices. And like I said, we have televisions and cars, like I just said, and wristwatches and security systems that also respond to our voices. You know, I walk around and I feel like I forgot the guy's name back 30, 40 years ago, Dick Tracy or somebody that had a watch and it looked so futuristic. But today it's not uncommon to see somebody walking around and speaking to their watch. As a matter of fact, somebody was telling me something yesterday and I said, well, wait a minute, and I'll remind myself. So I said, hey, Siri, remind me on da-da-da-da-da. You know, and a few minutes she says, okay. Or I can say at night, Siri, wake me, you know, it's 6 a.m. And she says, I got you. It's amazing how our voices respond to our voices. Only God and only God himself knows how far technology will next affect our lives by using our voices. You know, did you know that God's blessings are voice activated too? And this is what I'm talking about. When you're speaking health over your body or financial blessings in your life or speaking to things like that, they're activated. And it's not that God has reinvented himself. He hasn't reinvented his ways to fit into our societies of today because God has not changed. As I said before, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13:8. Yet, the Bible reveals how we can gain victories and live victorious lives by filling our mouths with his words and speaking them forth. It is a matter of changing. It's just really, when you think about it, it's just a matter of changing the way that we think. In other words, it's our thought life by lining our words up with his words. You know, in Proverbs 16:23 in the New King James, it says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. And in Proverbs 20:23, in the Easy Read version, it says, my son, pay attention to what I say. He says, listen closely to my words. 21 says, don't let them out of your sight. He says, never stop thinking. Never stop thinking about them, talking about his words. Don't ever stop thinking about God's words. Verse 22 says, these words are the secret of life and health to all, to everyone, not just preachers or Christians. Actually, it's good. The word is good, even to people that don't believe. If you're speaking God's word, you're activating his truths. He said, these words are the secret of life and health to all who discover them. Hallelujah. And verse 23 said, above all, he says, be careful what you think. because your thoughts control your life, and they really do. But it's just amazing what you can do. It says here, because your thoughts control your life.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.